This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Head to the phone lines right now and be joined by RJ Choppy, who covers the Cowboys. RJ, happy to have you pop on again, my man.
Carrington, how we doing, brother?
Doing fantastic, man. What is the reaction to this? This was something that happened and it felt like it came together really early in the morning. I'm imagining this broke during you guys' show. You spent a lot of time talking about it. What is your reaction to this trade?
Well, you know, our co-host broke the news to us. I mean, he actually broke the story totally. About 11:30 last night is when he found out about it. He first found out word that there was something that was going to happen. And lo and behold, here it is. We were excited about it from the standpoint of a football perspective. Like, you know, this, the off the field stuff or the on the field stuff where there's maybe a personality dispute between two players, can't control that. You know, it's about the talent. At least that's what the team's looking at. That's what they're hoping for right now, because this is a talent void unit on the Cowboys. If they want to compete for a playoff spot, they needed to upgrade the number two wide receiver position. Right now it was Jonathan Mingo and Jalen Tolbert. That's not sustainable alongside CD Lamb. So this is something that shows that had a lot of positive thoughts from the fan base for the most part today.
It's crazy because just looking at it, I like this as a football move for all the reasons you just gave. CeeDee Lamb's one of the best receivers in the league. You give him a viable number two. I look at that Cowboys team as a team that didn't have enough firepower last year. But then there is the locker room side of it, which is a major reason of why he got traded. How do you feel about bringing George Pickens to Dallas into that locker room?
It's a necessary risk. You know, you've got to be able to take risks in sports. You can't have 53 just Boy Scouts. You've got to have a good mix. That's what a good culture is. A good culture isn't just bringing 53 great dudes in. A good culture is being able to bring anybody in and be able to have that player, you know, mesh with the rest of the locker room and not be a problem. That's going to be put to the test. I mean, Dak Prescott's leadership abilities are going to be put to the test. He's known as a really good leader, a really good leader of men. We'll see. Brian Schottenheimer, that's kind of what he sold the Cowboys on when during the hiring process. Hey, I can lead men. All right, let's go. Let's see. It was a double-edged sword, all right? Either they didn't have the receivers, or they do, but they got the problem, you know, if you want to call it a problem. So, like, which would you rather have? Would you rather have the talent or no talent and no chance and no hope but a good locker room?
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy, getting the Cowboys' perspective on the George Pickens trade. He is in the final year of his rookie contract. Is there a plan to pay George Pickens for the Cowboys?
No, not right now. The plan right now is to let him play it out, as the Cowboys love to do. They love to wait to the very final hour, so they're going to let him play it out. And I think he wants to play it out, too, because the problem they're going to run into is he is going to want to be paid like a one. And they're going to want to pay him like a two. And I think that's the problem that they're going to run into. What I suspect happens, he plays it out, they tag him. That's the one case scenario. They probably just tag him, and then they see what happens from there. But no, I do not suspect they pay him early, because they make everybody wait. And how would that look at the rest of the locker room if you make everybody wait? Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, all these guys. And then you up a trade for a guy and you pay him right away. That wouldn't look very good.
Why is that the Cowboys' strategy when it comes to paying players? It's one thing with George Pickens, right? He's an outsider. He's had some issues in the locker room. I get not running to give him top dollar. But Micah Parsons is one of the five best defensive players in the league. Dak Prescott was probably, what, one of the top 12 quarterbacks in the league. Why are the Cowboys a team to normally delay this when delaying it usually ends up being more expensive in the long run?
They philosophically, Jerry, this is old school businessman Jerry, philosophically, he just believes that I don't have to pay you. I'll pay you when I'm ready to pay you. And if that costs him more money, they don't even view it as costing more money because they say the salary cap's always going up. So it doesn't really matter. And if I have to pay you $5 million extra, you know, what kind of impact player can I get for $5 million? I guess I understand that. You know, I don't know. Is it just a simple business tactic that Jerry utilized back in the day that he still employs here? I think it is. I really do. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't have a finance degree. I'm not an economics guy. I have no idea. I can barely use Microsoft Excel. But I do know that that's their plan. That's their philosophy, and they've stuck to it.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy here for a couple more minutes. I've got one, I guess, Micah Parsons question, then a Dak Prescott question. I'll get you out of here. From a financial perspective, are you expecting this thing to get wrapped up with Micah Parsons at some point between now and the start of the season? I imagine it's going to cost a lot.
It's going to cost a lot. It's going to cost over $40 million. I would suspect it does. Now, defined before the start of the season. Do I expect him in Oxnard, California on, what is it, July 28th or 7th or whatever? I suspect not. I think he'll be there at the offseason offseason workouts, but I don't think he'll be there to start the camp. It's just like Zach Martin the year before, just like CeeDee Lamb last year. Now, Dak was there, but he was a quarterback. It's different for him. They play by different rules. But I don't think Micah steps on a field for this team in a full football capacity until then, and I suspect it gets done before the first week, but not during before training camp, probably the second or third week of August.
Last thing here, how are you feeling about Dak Prescott? He missed a decent part of last season with an injury. He had a really good 2023, just wasn't healthy last year. I mean, he's getting older. The contract is getting more expensive. You're trying to get him more weapons. You guys have always seemed to have that love-hate relationship with the Cowboys quarterback. How are you feeling heading into this season about where Dak is?
It's about health for him, man. Like, can he run? Can he run right now? Like, there's people that are wondering, like, if the season started today, would he be able to play? He says yes. He says yes. Now, he says he could play and suit up in a game. Does that mean he can suit up in 17, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, you know? I think the answer is a resounding no right now. But, you know, look, when Dak is healthy, he's generally been a 10-win quarterback. So, yeah, I feel fine about Dak. Is he a over-the-top quarterback? No, he's not. Things need to break right for him. But there's a lot of guys around the league that are like that. It's not a bad. It's not necessarily. But there's only one Patrick Mahomes. There's only one Josh Allen. You know, and he's not one of those guys. But when he's healthy, if he can stay healthy, that's a big if. I mean, this guy's been hurt basically every year for the last 5 years. If he can stay healthy, he is still a viable quarterback, someone who's around the top 10.
That is RJ Choppy joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for the Dallas Cowboys, a 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. RJ, great stuff, man. I appreciate you as always.
Thanks, Carrington. No problem, man.